many of the most important things that we do in life happen around the table. The table is where families gather to eat, share their most important stories, and build relationships. It's where tears are shed, laughter shared, lessons taught, plans made, dreams cast. Yes, the table is the heart of most of our homes. The table is certainly the heart of our home here at Transfiguration. Around the sacred table of the altar, we gather together to eat, to remember our most sacred stories, and to build relationships with one another. And as we kneel side by side, elbow to elbow, around this table, God feeds us, and God heals us, and God equips us to follow the way of His Son. Transfiguration is beautiful and unique, I think, because of the room that we make at our table for everyone. It is down deep in our DNA as a congregation to welcome all people, to offer a place at our table to those who may have struggled to experience, to find such welcome in other parts of their lives, and especially in other churches. For several decades, our inclusive and compassionate spirit has helped our table become long and wide and open. It is one of the things that I love most about this church. It is one of the greatest gifts I believe we have to offer the world. But the truth is that our table needs to be even longer. There continue to be so many people in our own area who hunger desperately for what it is that we have to offer. There are people yearning to feel and experience true inclusion and embrace, who don't yet know or understand that God really is all about love, who haven't yet experienced this ancient faith truly practiced in a modern world, which is why our stewardship campaign this year is themed after building a longer table. We are asking everyone who calls Transfiguration home to commit to helping us build a longer table to welcome and to serve even more people. Now, as clever as I think this whole idea is, and I was feeling pretty good and so great about how clever the table is out there, I really love clever stewardship campaign themes, as probably some of you know and perhaps roll your eyes at. But the truth is that this theme, it's not really all that original, is it? Because the truth is that God has been trying to get us to make the table longer and longer for a very long time. Just look at today's story from Numbers. The Israelites have been wandering in the wilderness for what seems to them like forever. Although, spoiler alert, they're really only getting started. But they're out there wandering, and then they do what people often do when they feel hopeless or trapped. They complain. They fantasize about how great things used to be, you know, back in the good old days. Even if those so-called good old days were really only really bad old days. And even Moses even jumps into the whining too. And he takes his complaints directly to God. "Why are you doing this to me, God?" he whines, like some sort of petulant toddler. "Why are you making me carry this load for all of these miserable people? You should just kill me." It's pretty sad stuff. And if you've read much of the Bible, you know that, well, you know that God is not typically persuaded by these sorts of pity parties that we throw, especially when they're so ungrateful as this. And yet in this moment, God does something surprising and important, something that is worth our notice today, thousands of years later. Instead of rebuking Moses and the people for throwing this ungrateful pity party, God tells Moses to build a longer table of leaders, so he can share the burden of responsibility. God says, in a sense, you know what, Moses? You're right. It is a lot to handle. I understand. And the answer to this problem is that you can't do it alone. So stop trying. Go out and find 70 other leaders to come and join you. And then God ups the ante even further by anointing two men who weren't even there that day, reminding us that God doesn't always wait around for us to figure things out on our own, which is, I think, a relief. And God does all of this because the point of that whole miraculous exodus out of Egypt was not just to protect and guide one select group of people at one particular time in history. This was the way that God was going to advance the movement of blessing the whole world. God wanted to build a longer table of people who were in relationship with Him. And that was going to require Moses to follow suit. God's mission of building a longer table in this world reaches its climax, of course, in the life and ministry of Jesus. Just consider how much time Jesus spends inviting and welcoming people to the table with Him who no one else thought should be there. No one else thought deserved to be there. He went to Samaria and Caesarea Philippi and Tyre and Sidon. He touched lepers. He spoke to scandalous women. And he healed the family of the Roman military. Heck, at the Last Supper, he even knows that Judas is going to betray him later that evening, and yet he saves him a place at that special meal. Yes, the Lord is really all about building a longer table, making sure that more and more and more people know that they are welcome to be there with Him. But Jesus knows something about us, something important. He knows that if we don't use our creative, divinely implanted energy in order to build longer tables, we will instead use that same divinely implanted energy in a different sort of way and to build something else entirely, namely higher fences and taller walls. Because Jesus knows that there is a force that is active in the world that competes with God's desire to extend the reach of the table. And that force active in the world urges us to defend what we have, to protect it, to keep it for ourselves. You know this force. It's the one that whispers at us all the time, there's not enough to go around. You deserve it more than they do. You earned it. They didn't. You should enjoy it while you can. So Jesus one day told His followers a parable. A parable about a man who experienced the harvest of a lifetime. A harvest so great that he couldn't possibly gather it all together into his existing barns. And at that very moment, that insidious voice started to whisper at that blessed man, of course your barns aren't big enough. You should build bigger ones. Of course you deserve all of this success. You earned it. Of course God wants you to keep it all for yourself. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to live happily ever after. That voice is lying, Jesus says. And we are fools if we choose to listen to it. God doesn't want bigger barns any more than God wants bigger fences or taller walls. What God wants now is what God has always wanted, a longer table. A table at which more and more and more people can feast on and experience God's holy plenty. What has what has become clear to me in recent weeks and months is that it is not enough for our table here at Transfiguration to be open and inclusive. It is not enough that our table welcomes anyone who figures out that we exist and happens to pull onto our campus and walk through our doors. Because you see, God is asking us to offer more than passive disapproval of a world that seems obsessed with tearing down old barns and building bigger ones, rather than trying to figure out how to share from all of that abundance. And God is asking more of us. God is asking us to offer more than quiet opposition to a world that would much sooner build walls to keep poor people out, rather than figure out how to feed or clothe them, or better yet, to figure out why it is that they're poor to begin with. God is asking more of us than to just respectfully disagree with those who are actively building bigger barns and taller walls. God is asking us to build a longer table. A table for those people who may be even now walking away from God or the church or hope of any kind. A table where we show that there actually is a community who believes now as much as ever in the transforming power of love. A table where we actively use our voices to speak and our arms to serve. Now, more than ever, God needs the witness of our table to get longer. We can't just sit back here, hunker down in this beautiful campus, hoping that this endlessly horrific news cycle will eventually blow over. That a society that seems to actively forsake truth-telling will eventually come to its senses. That our nation will eventually get over its fearful rejection of refugees and migrants. That one day we will eventually actually listen to women when they tell us their stories of abuse. No, we can't just sit here. We can't just wait. Because God is calling us to expand and strengthen our witness, to love more, to serve more, to give more. God is calling us to build a longer table. And our ability to answer that call by God depends on the response of everyone, all of us, everyone who calls this church home. So I'm asking you today, I'm asking you to give prayerful consideration to what you will choose to give to help us build a longer table next year. If you have never pledged before, well, now is a good time. If you are already giving, if you've been giving to this church for years, I hope that you won't just do it again on autopilot. I hope that you'll give some careful and prayerful consideration to ways that you could stretch and go beyond next year. Because we need to add some seats to our banquet. We have so much to offer our community. We have so much work to do for God. My friends, help us. Help us build a longer table next year. And all of God's people said,